It's Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, Monica Lewinsky will be in Sherwood Forest, meeting the people who actually make a career out of archery in our new feature, Bow Job.
Bad to the bone. Bad.
But now, please welcome a man who thinks archery sucks. It's Chris Moyles.
One more time.
Make yourself comfortable now. Close your eyes just as soon as you wish and pay attention to your breathing. If you need to be awoken, you will awake fully alert. But now you can just let go.
BBC would like to announce that the next scene is not considered suitable for family viewing.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Melinda, and, Will, the real dream team.
It's very useful indeed, having arms as long as...
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Hello, I'm Paul McKenna. Look into my eyes and hear my voice. You're very sleepy.
Friday afternoon on Radio 1. Hey! Yep, yep, yep. Thanks, Mark and Lad. Carry on! Stop. I like that. That's, it's the new millennium version of that catchphrase. I like that.
Carry on.
Stop. I like that. Nice one, Mark. Anyway, right, so Friday it is. Dave's here.
Hello.
And Melinda's
Hello.
Here. And Will is here.
Hello.
And because it's Friday, Man of a Thousand Voices, John Coleshaw, is here.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Oh. Hello. Mel, let him sit down and put his headphones on.
Okay.
Is that right? Just let him do that for a second. Because John is a world-class impressionist, and, you know, we often get him to do the same ones over and over again.
Mm.
And a lot of people say, can't you get him to do some new ones, right?
Mm.
So, I've got some sound effects here from that CD I got this week.
Oh, good. Oh, no.
Now, do you reckon... Taron obviously can't do Millionaire Forever, can he?
No.
Now, who do you think could take over? We were talking about this week, around our flat.
I hope that Chris does it forever, because he is that show now, but maybe Des Lynam could do it.
Who else?
They're probably thinking of Anne Robinson, but she's a Dickensian witch.
Little harsh.
I don't know, maybe you could do it.
Frank Bruno?
Yeah, that would be all right.
Do you want to have a go at that, then?
If you like.
Frank Bruno doing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? No script and completely off the cuff from John.
Yeah, OK, first question's, like, 100 quid, and, you know, the top one is, like, for 1 million quid. So what I'm going to do to, like, stop, you know, mucking around is go straight to that million-pound, like, question and ask it, what sort of creature is a hair streak? That's actually a butterfly, and I'm right, so I'm going to have the 15 million quid myself.
No, you can't
there's
do
no
that.
Tension in that.
Yeah, there's no tension. So how about...
What about Craig from Big Brother?
Craig from Big Brother, let's try that then.
Yeah, all right. What you've got to do is just, like, answer all of the questions. And hang on, the chair you're sitting on's a bit wonky. Hang on, let me just fix that. Yeah, the screws come loose down the bottom there. I mean, really, the best thing to do is just, you know, before the contestant comes out, just check that. Because otherwise, you know, they could be on, you know, whatever, 32.
No, I don't like... Do you know who I think would really, really be good?
Who?
Victor Maltrou.
All right, for £100. Who was Big Ears' mate? Was it A, Zippy, B, Bungles, C, Jeffrey, D, Noddy?
It's D, Noddy.
For £100.
Yes.
We have have 14 more questions of mystery.
Yes.
What is the capital city of Australia? Wiggers, what?
Did I get it right or not?
Yes, you knew you did. You knew you got it right.
Oh, thank you very much.
Stupid sound effects. Not... Stop those sound effects. I'm trying to ask the questions.
Sorry.
For £200.
Just make it £32,000.
For £32,000! What's the capital city of Australia? Wigan, Scunthorpe, Doncaster or Canberra?
It's Canberra, Victor.
Go on then, £32,000!
You're not going to do the final answer or anything like that?
Well, obviously it was your final answer because it was the final answer that
well,
you
give me a
said.
Question. Give me a question for £64,000. And Victor, I want you to really put your life and soul into presenting it.
Christopher Moyles.
Yes?
You've got £32,000.
Right.
Let's save whatever happens.
Okay. But
this next question, you might as well save whatever. You've got nothing to lose.
Thank you.
£64,000. Here's the check. There, have a look at it.
Yes?
But we don't want to give you that. Here's your question.
Okay, his face.
For £64,000.
It's like he's having a poo.
Such is the tension. What can currently be found in my downstairs toilet? Is it A, one of those plastic loo fresheners? 3, a toilet roll cover knitted.
What, with the lady's legs?
Yes, that's right.
Put the lady's legs in the middle of the loo roll?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Is it C, an ornamental turtle I got on holiday in Morocco in 1978.
Right.
Or is it D, a huge great rubber plant that came out of Mrs. Warboy's house and the toilet duck's gone missing and all the garden furniture is stacked up in the dining room, for goodness sake?
I would say, Victor, that the answer is the knitted lady's dress with the legs that go through the actual toilet roll.
I don't know what the answer is until you've given your final answer. Is that your final answer?
Final answer, yes.
Final answer. I don't believe it! You've just won £64,000!
I think the first answer was right. Chris Tarrant should just keep doing it.
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Oh, sorry about that. That's the vindaloo I had for my lunch earlier on today. Right, that was a crap link out of the way.
Wasn't it?
From now on, it's only the good stuff. Now I
don't have to question. 30 years of page 3.
Is that today?
Yeah.
Very nice. And I don't know if you've seen the front of the Sun today, but there's Beverly Goodway, who's a bloke.
I know, called Beverly.
Yeah. And he's a photographer who does lots of the page 3 shots. And he's surrounded by a bevy of page 3 beauties. And it's like looking at a load of Melinda's exes, isn't it?
Thanks, mate.
That's all right. How many of these have you gone out with, Mel? Gone out with her?
No, Chris, leave it.
Him?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
I'm sure you went out with him in the early
90s.
Oh, well, there you go. But I've, Jade's in the paper today. Our very good friend Jade, the model, who's very beautiful. And she's in the middle page of today, The Sun.
There's a pull out and keep poster.
Yeah, which is quite an unfortunate phrase, really. Do you know what I mean? Pull out and enjoy.
Yeah.
30 years of the of page 3. But there's Jade there, our little friend there.
Looks good, doesn't she?
Yeah. And that's my favourite.
Yeah,
there.
Who is that one?
I think she's called Nikki.
Let's have a look.
Yes, I think.
A few of them were on the Big Breakfast this morning, and Johnny Vaughan said, OK, how much to whip them out?
He didn't, did he?
He did, yeah.
How much to what? For children in need?
A donation to children in need if you'll whip them out. How much?
And what did they say?
I'll give a grand. No, give a grand and I'll whip them out.
Did
OK,
they...
a deal. A grand and you'll whip them out. but it never happened.
Really? Well, I'd give a grand if I come into the studio. Would you?
Really?
Well, no. but I'll say I will. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'll say it. I don't necessarily, you know, we'll do anything about it. Well, we could have a whip round. Do you know what I mean? I think what we should do is, Mel, you're into photography, aren't you? No, Will is, though, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got a camera and everything.
Producer Will's really into photography, so that's what we'll do, right? If any pastry girls are listening, right, Will will take your picture, and we'll donate loads of money to children in need. And then job's good, and everybody's happy. Do you know what I mean? The model gets the little coverage on the radio, Will gets to practice photography, the kiddies get some money, and we get to goggle at some birds.
Bonus.
So, you know what I mean? I think it's a great idea. So 08700 100 100. You know, if there's any pastry girls just driving around in the,
knocking around, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Then pop into the studios and we'll help celebrate 30 years of pastry. And by the way, we're not being sexist. When it's 30 years of Page Seven's hunk, we will also have a man in and take photos of him because we're not sexist. Mm. I believe that's Sunday when that is when we're off the air. Shame that, isn't it?
Mm.
But still, there you go. Thank you.
Be entertained, muddy funksters. This is breakfast. Good? Yes, so are EastEnders. I love them all going in to see Sonia. I mean, if you have a baby, it's a surprise. And, you know, you're traumatised, you're in shock. And the last thing you need is to wake up and see Mo sitting there going, how are you feeling down below? The radio... We're all getting incredibly girly. Seeing as we're so cool and we don't used to get starstruck. Ronan Keating, blooming, you know, comes woggling in. And we're all going really excited. What are you drinking, Ronan?
Just a coffee.
Do you take sugar in it?
No, I don't. I would, but they forgot to get me some and I'm not happy.
Oh, no! Are you going to have a showbiz?
Oh, showbiz. I'll throw the coffee around the shop.
This is breakfast. We're back Monday morning from 6:30.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Sarah Cox. Radio
1. I've missed her.
I've missed her too.
Yeah. Fingers has been doing the show for the last couple of weeks and Sarah's back Monday morning. Hey, where are my headphones? I can't find them. I don't know what you're... David Jason is to become a dad.
At 61.
61 years old.
I can't believe you.
The dirty devil. Yeah, little sl- I didn't know he had it in him. But congratulations, 61.
Touch
it was revealed.
Frost. Huh? Touch your frost.
I'm a big fan of him. Remember we saw him once?
No.
We did.
Where?
When we were having our writing meeting. Do you remember that? A long time ago.
Is that when we got paid for that muck?
Yeah, and we were in the... And he was sitting in the corner. He was sitting right next to us.
I can't remember that.
Yeah. David Jason.
Wow.
I'd love to meet him. Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't, no.
David Jason. A dad at 61. Wow. He's 60 now. I'll be 61 next March. Or next February, I think. And the baby's due in the March.
Right.
So he'll be a dad at 61 years old. Rodney?
61 is no age to be having a baby.
Right, public domain, kicking it to you, apparently. See, now, when you get to a certain age, like we are here... Mm,
hello.
I'm 26 years old. Will?
31.
Are Dave? You? Dave?
26.
Mel?
26.
John?
32.
Yeah, right, and the rest. you play a record like that, and do you know what I think? I just think, that's just business, but 10 years later...
You see, I think I love it.
No, I like it, don't get me wrong. But it's just... Hey, DJ, where's the bass? If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're just too young and trendy. Right, we'll do Nelly Country Grammar, we'll do Blur Song 2, and we'll do something very special with this CD here. Right? Ready. All the afternoons of sport with Matt and Andrew. It's 4:30.
A British man is killed by a bomb in Saudi Arabia.
In sport, England remain hopeful of victory in Pakistan.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
The Foreign Office has just confirmed a British man has been killed in a car bomb in the Saudi capital Riyadh. His wife was also injured when their car exploded in a busy shopping area of the city. Ian Wilson is from the British Embassy there.
They were both taken to hospital. The wife has subsequently been released with superficial injuries. The husband, regrettably, has died. We're not sure what caused the explosion.
The chief executive of Railtrack, Gerald Corbett, has resigned. He offered to go in October after the Hatfield crash, but the company said no. Anthony Smith from the Rail Passengers Council is sad he's going.
What passengers want to see in the rail industry at the moment is stability. They want to see things being done, repairs being done, and the network being made as safe as possible. We're going to enter a period of great instability now, and that can't be good news for passengers.
The Commission for Racial Equality is to investigate claims that racism is rife in the prison service. It'll focus on three jails, two in London and one in South Wales. President Clinton has become the first American president to visit Vietnam since the war there 25 years ago. He said the two countries should try and heal the wounds of the war that left 3 million dead. The wife of Gillingham Football Club's chairman has been put on probation for 3 years for possessing cocaine. Lisa Marie Scally had been celebrating the club's fifth round victory in the FA Cup. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas have been holding a dress rehearsal for their wedding in New York tomorrow. Friends are flying out from Catherine's hometown of Swansea. Bill Smale is her uncle.
Almost every single one that's been invited is going. And they're going there for Catherine, because Catherine's an extremely nice person.
Pakistan's cricketers still need 162 runs to avoid the follow-on against England in the first test in Lahore. The home side ended day three 119 for two in their first innings after England had declared 480 for eight. Reporting Pat Murphy.
England still have a chance of winning this test match, provided it can make Pakistan follow on. They're 162 behind at the close. Wicket to Giles, wicket to Hick. Earlier, Craig White made 93. England, tremendous effort, 480 for eight. But Sakhalin Mushtaq, the man of the day, 8 for 164 in 74 overs.
On to football. Reports today that former Hearts boss Jim Jeffries is to be the next manager of Bradford City. Charlton manager Alan Kirbishley has expressed an interest in signing the Wimbledon striker John Hartson, and former Scotland captain Colin Hendry is weighing up the prospect of a loan move from Coventry to Aberdeen. And the world's number one golfer Tiger Woods has taken the lead at the halfway stage of the Johnny Walker Classic in Thailand. A 7-under 65 today leaves him 11-under and one shot clear. I'm Andrew Cotter.
Rain and snow in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland tonight. Dry everywhere else. We'll update the news and sport at 5.
Thanks, Hot Buns. This is Leighton Buzzard with a roundup of this week's general world news. And as always, let's start by crossing live to London, where we're joined by our United Kingdom reporter, Hemel Hempstead. So what you got going on this week, Hemel?
Well, Leighton, it's been 7 days of real tabloid garbage this week in the UK, starting off with Patty Ashdown, the former leader of the Liberal Democrat Party. It seems that a former girlfriend of Patty's has said that he's one hell of a quick lover. She said she timed his performance and he averaged 9.5 seconds.
Man, that is quick. Tell me, Hemel, does that include the time it takes to get his shorts and socks off?
I don't know, Leighton, but you're right. That's one hell of a record time. Quick Jack Patty splat.
That's quicker than Ben Johnson, man. And he had drugs to help him go that fast.
He must be like greased lightning.
Oh, stop it, Hemel. You know, it hurts when I laugh. But hey, that Patty, huh? What a loser. And I'm not talking about the politics either, you know what I'm saying? Okay, what else you got for us, Hemel?
Well, do you know that topless model Jordan who used to go out with Dane Bowers?
Sure, she's stacked.
She's about to get even more stacked. She's talking about having her third breast enlargement operation in the space of 2 years. She wants to get those babies up to a 36F or something. She's on a mission to have the biggest hooters in the world.
Like, does she get them pumped up at a gas station?
No, man, she's paying big bucks for these operations, and her friends are real worried that she's just gonna go too far and one of these days just explode.
Hey, once you pop, you can't stop.
Damn right, Leighton. And while we're on the subject of hooters, the United Kingdom is today celebrating 30 years of Page Three. This is basically the British tradition of having busty, topless broads expose themselves in the national newspapers.
Man, that is one thing that would be worth stealing from the Brits.
Oh, I agree. It's a wonderful institution. You know, Leighton, I hope it's still there in another 30 years.
Well, big up yourself, you British big big bazonga? Oh, beautiful babies.
I'll send them your regards, Leighton.
Thank you very much. Live from London, our UK reporter, Hemel Hempstead. That just about wraps up this week's General World News Roundup. Don't forget, Isla White will be here with the five-day weather forecast. That's all coming up after the weekend financial news with Clacton Auntie in a little over 10 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stars in Their Flies. Please welcome your host, Matthew Kelly.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to Stars in Their Flies. Do you know I'm married with kids? Quite extraordinary. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome Chris Moyle's abuse sponge and star guest number one, Comedy Dave. Dave, welcome to Stars in Their Flies. Now, I know you're a big fan of the person that you're going to be tonight, aren't you?
I am, Matthew, yeah.
And the song means a lot too. Tell us about that.
Well, it just, it reminds me of an old girlfriend that I had at the time who used to work in Etam.
Really? What was her name?
Lorraine.
So you're going to be singing this especially for her tonight?
Not really, no, because we split up a couple of years after the song came out.
What an awful pity. Dave, tell us, who are you going to be?
Well, I hope my voice is up to it, but I'm going to be Chris de Burg.
Ladies and gentlemen, Comedy Dave is Chris de Burg!
As you did tonight, never seen you shine so bright. Ooh, ooh. Never seen so many. Given half a chance, I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlight in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind, lady in red is dancing with me,
cheek to cheek.
There's nobody here, it's just you and me. Tonight, never forget the way you looked tonight. Tonight, in red, tonight. I love you.
Thank you very much.
Come here, you. You were fabulous out there.
Well, I tell you, I've sung that better. I must admit, it's not my best one, but...
Nonsense, you were wonderful. Lady in red, you thought you'd be turning red because you'd be embarrassed to sing, but not after a performance like that. Ladies and gentlemen, Comedy Dave is Chris de Burg! And
you.
If you'd like to vote for him, you can do that on Radio 1 online, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and click on Stars in Their Flies, which is next to Chris's face, so I'm told.
Hello.
Now then, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next guest, a lanky streak of wee, and star guest number two, Melinda!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Stars in Their Flies. Now, you're very, very like the person that you're going to be, aren't you?
Some say that, you know.
And I know you're a big fan of the song and its general energy, and I think you're going to rather enjoy it tonight, as are we. Melinda, tell us who you're going to be.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Ricky Martin.
Ladies and gentlemen, star guest number two.
She's into superstition, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel like a premonition, that girl's gonna make me fall. She's into nuisance. She's into new sensations, new kicks and kennel lives. She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain. Come on, upside, inside out, living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down, living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's of color mocha. She will wear you out, living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. And pull you down, living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's a color mocha. She will wear you out, living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. Living la vida loca. Bam, bada, 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 bam. Bada, 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 bada.
Sensational!
Thank you very much. Come here, you. You looked a total ponce out there. Do you realise that?
Oh, I'm shattered.
You were absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you. Thank you.
Is
thank you, everybody.
Ricky Martin!
Thank you. Good night.
May the Lord have mercy on us all. I think I might need to lie down. You can vote for Melinda on BBC Radio 1 online, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and click on his face for Stars in Their Flies voting. You know the system by now. Join us for more star guests after True Steppers featuring Brian Harvey. Welcome back to Stars in Their Flies. Here's your host, Matthew Kelly. Welcome back. Stand by for more star guests. Do you know, I don't know any of the words to I Will Survive, but I know all the words to Iron Maiden's Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter. Would you please welcome the producer who must be obeyed and star guest number three, producer Will. Welcome to Stars in Their Flies. Now, I know that you are a huge fan of the person you're going to be, aren't you?
I am a monster fan of this person.
You think about them often?
Frequently, yeah.
In all sorts of inappropriate ways, but never mind about that now. Will, tell us who you're going to be.
Tonight, Matthew, I am going to be Britney Spears.
Ladies and gentlemen, producer Will is Britney Spears!
Baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. How was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby. I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight, yeah. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me. My loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe. If you give me a sign. Baby, one more time. Oh, baby, baby. It's killing me. Still believe. Lose my mind. Give me a sign. hit me, baby, one more time. My loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe.
Still believe.
Come on. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Come here, you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come here. Will, that was ruddy awful. Do you know that?
Oh, thank you, Matthew. I really enjoyed it. I've got to say, I really enjoyed it. Once I was really nervous to start with, and now once I got out there, it all seemed to come together.
You're an embarrassment to this programme. Do you realise that?
Thanks, Matthew. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, producer Will as Britney Spears.
Thank you.
And you can vote for him on www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on Stars in Their Flies if you want to vote for Will as Britney Spears. Now, will you please welcome the star of the show and the saviour of afternoon radio and star guest number 4, Chris Moyles!
Hello.
Welcome, Chris, to Stars in Their Flies.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
You're a big, big fan of the person you're going to be, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. For many years now, actually.
Even though they are half your weight, that's not going to deter you, is it?
You trying to be clever, John?
Ladies and gentlemen, before I get into serious trouble, please welcome star guest number 4. Oh, yes, tell us, who are you going to...
Anyway, as I was saying, Matthew, I'm a very big fan of this woman. I've admired her for a very long time, and I especially like the video for this song with the outfit she wears, and I'm going to be wearing the same outfit tonight.
We're looking forward to seeing that. We can wait no longer. Tell us, who are you going to be?
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be... Shania Twain.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chris Moyles as Shania Twain!
Let's go, girls. I'm going out tonight, feeling all right, thank you. Gonna let her all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. Ain't gonna act politically correct. I only wanna have a good time. The best thing about being a woman. Oh, totally crazy, thank you. Forget I'm a lady. Men should short skirts. Feel like a woman. Oh yeah! Oh baby! Oh yeah! Oh. Sorry, Matthew. Oh yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah! Oh, oh yeah! Feel like a woman!
You were sensational. You were sensational. Do you know that?
Thank you very much.
By gum, you did that with some gusto.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I've been practicing for a long time now.
You're absolutely knackered, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I think I was the best one out of all the contestants tonight, especially Dave, who I thought was rubbish.
We loved it too. Ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause. Chris Moyles as Shania Twain. Don't forget the all-important voting. Go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and vote by following Stars in Their Flies. And you can choose from Comedy Dave as Christopher, Melinda as Ricky Martin. Maybe you want to vote for producer Will as Britney Spears or Chris Moyles as Shania Twain. We will bring you the winners live on Radio 1 after the news at 10.
Five.
Five.
All right, thank you. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Kelly.
So to recap, if you want to vote for that, it's Radio 1 Online, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and go to Stars and Their Flies voting.
Yeah.
All right. Fanboy Slim and Sonic coming up is Matt and Andrew with News and Sport. It's 5 o'clock.
A car bomb kills a British man in Saudi Arabia.
In sport, England remain on course for a first test win in Pakistan.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
A British man has died after his car exploded in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. His wife was slightly hurt in the bomb attack, which happened in a crowded shopping area of the city. The couple in their 40s had lived in Saudi for 8 years. The chief executive of Railtrack, Gerald Corbett, has resigned. It's the second time he's announced he's quitting. Last month, the board of Railtrack refused to accept his resignation. Richard Hope from the Railway Gazette thinks it's a blow to passengers.
He was one of the few people in the railway industry who was prepared to go in front of the cameras and stand up and be counted and say his piece. I'm afraid to see him replaced with a finance director who knows very little about railways, only been the job a matter of months, puts Railtrack in an even worse position.
The British government's being sued by two French people who've got CJD, the human form of mad cow disease. They claim they were poisoned because Britain allowed infected meat to be exported. A senior traffic warden's been suspended for bullying her workmates. The woman who pounds the beat in Cardiff now faces an internal investigation over the claims. The Conservatives have abandoned their idea of automatically fining people £100 for possession of cannabis. Shadow Home Secretary Anne Widdecombe says she won't be pig-headed about a policy that's run into trouble. A club in South London's been given Britain's first licence for male lap dancers. Caesars Forum already has full Monty-style male strippers, but now its dancers will be able to get even closer to clients.
England's cricketers will be hoping to force Pakistan to follow on as they chase victory in the first test in Lahore. The home side ended day three 119 for two in their first innings after England had declared on 480 for eight. After moves to Rangers and Spurs fell through because of injury, Wimbledon striker John Hartson is now being linked with a move to Charlton. Former Hearts manager Jim Jeffries is now expected to take over as manager of Bradford City on Monday, and a 7-under at 65 today leaves world number one Tiger Woods 11-under and one shot clear at the halfway stage of the Johnny Walker Classic Golf in Thailand. I'm Andrew Cotton.
Rain and snow in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland tonight. Dry everywhere else. Next from us, we're back in Belgrade 6 weeks on from the revolution and why the Swedes are controlling the charts without you knowing about it. That's on Newsbeat at 5:45.
Be honest, what do you think of the singing?
I thought it was quite good, actually. Although it's a bit... I love the clapping. That is so true. On Stars in Their Eyes, they obviously the studio audience is half dead, aren't they? But they still go... Oh, I know this one. Like it's not been dubbed on. Thank you.
So who would you vote for then?
I think Melinda. He was sort of a bit all over the place.
What? Thanks, man.
He hit a few right notes. There's about, I counted about four in the whole song.
I'm a star in the making. There are dogs dying all over the UK when they're listening to him trying to get them high notes.
There's a few garage doors opening up and down randomly.
You can actually genuinely vote online on Radio 1 Online, www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. My face will appear in the top middle of the page and it says Stars and Their Flies voting. Click on that and then click on whoever you want to vote for and press vote now, and then there you go.
You're not worried about rogue random voting, are you? It was sort of like fixed.
No, because we've set it up so you can only vote once from the your terminal you're working on.
So fair.
Because Melinda sent an email around saying for everybody in the building vote for me.
I did
that
not.
That wouldn't surprise
liar.
Me. You cheating get.
Do you want to know the percentages so far?
Go on then.
46, 14, 16, 24. That was the last time I looked, but I'm not saying who's got what, right?
Right.
All right. Radio 1 Online, click on Stars and Their Flies and vote for your favourite singer on Radio 1's Stars and Their Flies. Do you want to update on who's winning so far? Don't name numbers, just give us in fourth, third, second, first.
Okay, first place,
oh,
Dave.
Sorry.
And
no. Go on.
All right, we'll start with last place. That's me with Livin' La Vida Loca.
Producer Will.
She's in! It's a new sensation!
Oi! It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Just behind me is Will with Britney Spears.
Right.
Then you with Chris with Man I Feel Like a Woman, Shania Twain.
Yeah.
And in the lead is Comedy Dave with Lady in Red.
Never.
Chris Miles, you're a
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
Charlie and I were out the back when Vera and Dave came by and said, come along for a picnic.
Okay, as soon as you know the answer, press the buzzer. Right, who's going to go first?
Chris Miles on Radio 1.
How do you feel, Dave?
Exciting, surprised, I'd say.
Just remember that whoever wins tonight's Stars and Their Flies gets to sing the song in full at the end of the show.
Right.
Oh, no. So it looks like it'll be you warbling to Lady in Red.
Do that again. I don't warble.
Come on. Mate, you've got an awful voice. Somebody's scratching their fingers down a blackboard.
I've never had a lesson.
No, give over. You do remind me of that singing sensation Sonia, though.
Do I?
Yeah, you really do. Very similar in fact. We've got Top Loader on our show tomorrow morning, by the
way. Should be good.
If you're waking up about midday, Top Loader will be on in the world-famous
Live Lounge.
Doing a couple of songs for us tomorrow after midday.
That'd be nice.
Judge Jules is out and about tonight. He's at Media in Nottingham. Live from Media in Nottingham, Judge Jules!
You do all that stuff for him, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Pays me a fortune.
Does he?
No, he doesn't pay me anything. Tight kit. Millionaire Judge Jules. I kick him in the nuts. Grateful monkey. Anyway, so if you're going to see Judge Jules tonight in Nottingham, have fun. And as they say, I hope it's a large one. When you go out on a Friday night, John, you always end up having a large one, don't you? Do you remember that 44-year-old you pulled the other week?
What? She was very large.
She was lovely.
She was like two women in one.
Yeah, Sweaty Betty. You know her?
I don't remember nothing about that.
You were very pink.
Mate, just as well. Trust me. She fell out of the ugly plane, landed on the top of Ugly Mountain, rolled down Ugly Hill, hit every ugly tree on the way down.
For those listening, that didn't really happen. Chris is actually making this up.
Oh, it did.
That story is false.
I suppose, when we were at school, we used to go out. When we were old enough to drink, obviously, we stayed at school till we were 19. And we used to go out, and one of the guys with us used to always pull these old slappers.
What, for a bet or just naturally?
Just because he thought he felt it was really cool that he pulled every week, but he pulled women that looked like Pauline Fowler. Do you know what I mean? Real mingers. And we were obviously of legal drinking age then.
Obviously.
But these women were like, 43-year-old fat Bettys. And they'd be... You could tell they hadn't put their tongue in a bloke's mouth for years. It was just... Really? Do you know what I mean?
False teeth and all that.
Oh, horrible. Yeah. I won't name him because it's very embarrassing. But he knows who he is.
I'll name him.
I pulled again tonight, lads. Yes, we saw Bella Emberg with you in the corner. Thank you very much. That's like Lisa Riley's grandmother. Do you know what I mean? Still, could have been worse. It could have fallen asleep at Stringfellows, eh, Dave?
That was ages ago.
I can't believe he done that.
Comedy Dave went to Stringfellows with us one night and fell asleep. Now,
the girls were still dancing for him at the time, though.
Enjoying it, love. Love.
Wake up.
It's in the days when I was young and immature.
Yeah, we're done, right.
Things changed. Grown up since then.
Can we announce who's on the show on Wednesday next week?
I'm not sure. We need producer guidance.
Hey, producer Will, are we allowed to mention who's on the show on Wednesday next week?
Yeah.
Is it confirmed? Next week on the show, the man who could be the Christmas number one. That's right. It's Craig from Big Brother. He's going to be on the show on Wednesday. And what we're going to do, show he's relaxed when he's on the EJO. We're going to bring in a Meccano set for him. So while he's answering the questions, he can be building something so he feels at home. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it should be sound. And we'll be talking to him about his new single, which is very beautiful.
At this time of year.
Yeah. At this time of year, I drink lots of beer and get nice gear from my mate Tony.
Craig from Big Brother on the show Wednesday. Radio 1. This is that great record. It's called Intro. It's by Alan and Fred.
Traffic and travel news with your guy in the sky.
Floating through the air, flying through the autumn skies. My chopper's very big, it's like a flying pig.
Dick Cheese here, your guy in the sky with all the breaking traffic news for your area. Starting off in Winkie's Woods, the corner of Ashdown Road and Quackjack Street, seems to have a few problems around the Speedy Jazz Sheet Music Shop. Seems that a refrigerated truck delivering supplies to the local hospital was running far earlier than expected. The hospital wasn't ready for the delivery at all, and the truck ended up crashing into a bush outside the main entrance. We're told that there wasn't too much mess, but police are advising motorists to avoid the area if possible, as it's likely to get a bit sticky as we head into the tea time rush. And we've just got some news about that disturbance on the Hillbrook estate. It seems that the police have arrested two youths, one for drinking battery acid and another for eating fireworks. The local constable has said they're charging one and they're going to let the other one off. That's your traffic and travel with me, Dick Cheese, the copper in the chopper, brought to you in association with Robinson's Fruit Preserves, the only type of jam you look forward to getting stuck in.
And that flies. It's looking like Dave is going to be singing his song in full at the end of the show. But if you want to hear me or Will or Melinda, you've got to go to Radio 1 online and do your voting. www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on Stars and Their Flies. Dave could be singing Lady in Red before the end of the show. If you want to change that, get online and vote now. Studio Jack and My Feeling at Radio 1. Oi, oi! It's the weekend, it's Friday. Westwood will be on at 11 o'clock tonight. I'll be popping in to see him, as I do every Friday, coming home from the pub, absolutely trolleyed. This is how the conversation goes every Friday night.
Yo, what's up, Chris, man? You drunk again?
Yes, Tim.
Yeah, man. Blessed off, baby.
Tim Westwood, my man Boyles, he's drunk again. What's up, Chris? Nice one, man.
You're always plastered on a Friday.
Not every Friday.
Just most.
Most Fridays, I will give you that granted, but not every single one. Most. Who's that?
Don't know.
Who's out there, Mel?
That'll be Jude on her mobile.
Open the door.
She doesn't need a mobile.
We're on the air! Shut up!
Sorry!
Right, okay, that'll do. Right, ladies and gentlemen, Pete Tong is here!
Hello once again. I will be officially starting the weekend on Radio 1 after 6. That is for then. But for now, remember to cast your vote for Radio 1 Stars in Their Flies. Just visit
www.Pete Tong.
I was halfway through the thing and you started doing that.
Sorry, off you go then.
All right, just go to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 and click on the Stars in Their Flies voting and choose between Comedy Dave as Krista Burr, Mel as Ricky Martin, Producer Will as Britney Spears or Chris as Shania Twain.
Who's currently in the lead?
Okay, at the moment, Comedy Dave's in the lead with 37% of the vote.
Yes, yeah, looking good.
Okay, audience, on your keypads, let's see how you've been voting on Stars in Their Flies. It's very, very close, almost too close to call. Chris Moyles is Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, 17% of the vote right now. 22% for Producer Will as Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. 25% for Melinda as Ricky Martin, but massively in the lead and rising, 36% of the vote, it's Comedy Dave
as the lady in red by Krista Burke. Quite deeply moving and fascinating and
moving. But it's not too late to vote, though. You can change the voting.
No, it's not too late to vote. Just visit www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on Stars in Their Flies and make your votes and help Dave to win.
So Dave has got how much percent of the vote?
It's currently... let's have a look. Let's just update this. It's changed. It has changed. We have a new... We've got a new leader.
What?
We've got a new leader. Comedy Dave on 26% of the vote. He's just been overtaken moments ago by producer Willers, Britney Spears with Baby One More Time, who's got 27% of the vote.